He just said something really sweet. Like, there's a really, like, good calibre of artists at the moment, and Ellie is one of them, which was really sweet, and said that he really, really liked it. So,
not many 24-year-old artists get praised by Sir Elton John in public, but Ellie Goulding has earned it. Before she covered Elton's Your Song, this British pop star had hit the top of the charts in the UK. Now she's coming to our shores. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Ellie Goulding taught herself how to play guitar and sing while growing up in Western England near Wales. After winning a talent competition at the University of Kent in Canterbury, Ellie set out for London and began her career. She found a perfect collaborator and producer, Findau Smith, a.k.a. Star Smith, and they got to work, mixing the acoustic guitar-based sound of her beginnings with a lot of electronica and club beats. By 2011, she was nominated for 2 Brit Awards, Best Female Solo Artist and British Breakthrough Act. Ellie Goulding joined host Elisa Ali in Studio A, and Elisa got to ask her about what's going on in her song, The Writer.
Well, The Writer, yeah, is actually, I'm asking someone to basically rewrite me so that they like me more, which is really like anti-feminist. It's like, I don't know, feminists will be turning in their graves at me. But actually, yeah, it's just that, it's just this desperation where you like someone so much that you'll change anything about yourself. And I know for a fact that myself, I've done it, and loads of my friends have done it. And, you know, eventually you'll probably settle down with someone that you won't ever have to change for. But when you're in your teens and stuff, you get so infatuated with the people that so many girls, like when I'm singing this song, there were girls just crying their eyes out in front of me.
Yeah.
So I can see that it's relatable to a lot of people.
Actually, I mean, I've seen that many times, and for sure that's happened to me too. And, you know, with friends, it's like with each boyfriend they have, or, you know, with each girlfriend they have, they're like different people.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I started smoking and, like, just doing really weird things just to impress this person. So.
Sat on your sofa in so broken strings. This isn't the place for those violent strings. Oh, I try out a spoil and I aim it at you. Oh, you must have missed it. You always do.
The songwriting on the album, it's very folksy, but then on the album, it's like colliding with this dance world. It didn't sound like that right in here, but was that a conscious effort to sort of bring in 2 different genres and, like, you know, smash them together?
No, it wasn't a conscious effort at all. I kind of wish I was clever enough to be able to decide that I wanted to fuse all these genres and make a new kind of music. I'm really not. It really wasn't that sort of devised. Like, I just happened to love folk music and dance music. And it was a result of me sat down at the computer, not really knowing what I was doing, with Finn, obviously with Starsmith, who helped me, who produced the album. I just said, I like that sound. I like that noise. I like that there. I like that there. And then slowly but surely it came together, the record came together. I mean, it was like manual. It was like, it took a long time because Finn, it was his first album as well. And he's never produced. He'd never produced before that. He does now.
And so we burst into colours, colours and carousels. Fall head first like paper plays in playground games. Next thing, oh, we're touching. Look at me, it's like you hit me with lightning. Oh, everybody's starry eyed and everybody glow. Oh, 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 everybody's starry eyed and my body goes. Oh, 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 oh,
That was Ellie Goulding performing live in Studio A with Starry Eyed and The Writer. Ellie Goulding's new release is called Lights. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.